Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 won the ticket. 248-539-9797. College football overreactions. You know it's too early to make this, but you think it might be true. Too early to make this statement, but you think it might be true. Sam in Dearborn Heights says, my overreaction, does any college team look that unbeatable, including Ohio State? It seems like a year of parity.
This is funny. Every year you start the season and everybody sucks. Nobody's good. Everybody sucks, right? Oh, we don't say there are no good teams. I mean, we saw three top 10 matchups.
Yep.
They were all close games, right?
Yep.
They were all one score games. These teams could all be vying for a national championship. Is this not what it's like? If these games were played in December, wouldn't we be like, oh my God, what a game?
Remember how a bunch of those playoff games were blowouts?
Defensive battle with Ohio State and the Horseshoe hosting Texas. Oh my God, what a great game. LSU able to take down Clemson 17-10. Woo, that LSU defense. Oh my God, what a game. The Hurricanes able to withstand the comeback from Notre Dame. But because it's the first week of the season, now people are like, and again, you're asking for the overreactions, but I honestly feel
you're
like this
arguing
is
them all pretty vociferously.
Gator, it's almost like these overreactions are overreacting.
I know. I have to like keep remind myself that that's the case, but I thought this before you introduced it as a topic, I was thinking, because I wrote it on my show sheet a little bit, that because of these three top 10 matchups we had, we're going to get this. This is the people actually will probably feel that way. And then you throw in, you know, the Alabama got beat handily by Florida State. And you know, your thing was that maybe Kalen DeBoer is regretting coming down. And I understand the whole thing, a lifestyle thing, and all that.
Yeah.
But from a football standpoint, I feel like people don't want to give credit either. Like we haven't heard the overreaction the other way. Everybody's been
Florida
the overreaction.
State's going undefeated,
right? Like I had a guy call in yesterday and said he was encouraged by the Michigan game. He said, I'm encouraged by the, you know, what I saw Bryce Underwood and the team. I think they might go, 11-0 going into the Ohio State game. And you know what? They'll go 12-0. I'm like, wait a minute. So you think that you want to describe what's going to happen is encouraged and you have them going 12-0. Okay. I mean, you can say they're going to go 12-0. That's great. Go ahead and do that. But your word would not be encouraged.
I would think I'd be wildly enthusiastic.
I'm surprised that, I'm not surprised because people put Alabama on a pedestal when they get knocked off. They just say Alabama sucks. Anybody want to give Florida State credit? They might be a good football team this year.
They deserve some.
They would have been playing for a national championship a couple years ago if it weren't for the quarterback getting hurt.
They were a disaster last year. And maybe it's contagious. Maybe they just handed it off to Alabama. 248-539-9797. Mike on a cell. Hi, Mike.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say about the Lions, you know, everybody gives this guy a lot of kudos, you know, from Dallas. You know, he's a great defensive end, but he hasn't really, I mean, he's above average, but we have some really great tackles on both sides that I think can handle him, you know, and give him some, you know, a little more challenge. And as far as our defense was decimated last year, and we still ended up 15-2. People got to have a little more faith, and we got the best tandem of running backs than anywhere in the league that I see. I really think that, you know, this is going to be a great season. As long as we can win at least four out of the first six games, I think we're going to be in a good place. That's how I look at it.
Well, I would describe Micah Parsons as better than above average, but yeah, I mean, his presence on Green Bay's roster does not doom the Lions. It doesn't.
No, it makes him more formidable for sure. I mean, Micah Parsons is a guy who's averaged 13 sacks in his career per season, right? He started off with 13 sacks in his career. His rookie season, he had 13. Last year, he had 12 in between 13 and a half and 14. He is an excellent pass rusher. He is one of the best in the game. He's a really good all-around player, too. He will make Green Bay more formidable. Does it make Green Bay unbeatable? No, I don't think he makes Green Bay unbeatable. He just makes them more formidable. And yes, do the Lions have good tackles to combat that? They have an excellent tackle in Penei Sewell, and they have a good tackle in Taylor Decker.
Okay, we said we get to us. Let's follow through. Dan Campbell, speaking with the media, asked about it's game week. You've been working now with the new coordinators for a while. Are they up to the challenge? Are you, how are you feeling about them going into week one? Here is what the Lions head coach had to say. Really emphasizing that they've got the material to work with. And he is right. Coordinator positions are important. How popular was Ben Johnson in Detroit? He's the most beloved offensive coordinator I can ever remember. I can't remember not taking very many, if any, calls about play calling. That's one. Two is, he got away with a dreadfully bad call, and I don't remember there being a huge stink about the reverse pass that J-Mo should never have thrown in the playoff game against Washington, right, that got intercepted. He built up so much credibility in this town. That was a Ben Johnson call. That was the last trick play he called in Detroit. And it, I mean, I don't know if it essentially ended their playoff hopes and ended their season, but it was pretty close.
That play kind of did, yeah.
Yeah, and what are people aren't, they're mad he's gone. They miss him.
Because he's not the guy that chose to throw it.
No, of course not, but anytime
he calls the play, and the play is, but then once the play is called, it's in, if you have that trick aspect of it, it's incumbent on the guy who's
going to
make that decision.
But he gets credit for all the trick plays that work when one backfires disastrously. You know, you're gonna fail at some of those. But he gets almost like no, it doesn't show up on his resume in Detroit at all. But that's how beloved he was. So I get why people are uncomfortable. 248-539-9797. All right, what about the O-line? What did Dan Campbell have to say at his press conference yesterday about the offensive line, specifically the interior of the offensive line? How's he feeling about it? Here's what he had to say. He really likes Ratledge. He really likes Ratledge. Mahogany did some really good things for him last year. I mean, if he's a typical young player, does he just go from year one to year two and get better?
So, you know, obviously last year thrust into some starting duties with injuries late in the season, but missed the entire training camp because of mono. We talked to him a few weeks ago. He seems ready to go. Very confident. Not cocky, but confident. And I think that there's a big difference there. I'm excited to see what this offensive line can do. I think in some ways I don't know if they're ever going to be better than what we saw, because Frank Ragnow was one of the best in the game to ever play, and let alone what we've seen here with the Lions over the last 10 years. But as an overall unit, might they at some point be at least equal to what we saw? Maybe. But Ratledge is going to be a huge part of that. Glasgow's competency at center is going to be a huge part of that, and so will Mahogany. It all comes down to the middle three guys.
248-539-9797. All right, one more from Dan Campbell. Look, you think about the last couple of years. They opened with Kansas City. Remember that? They opened with the Rams. Big marquee games. Lions won them both. How important is it to win games like this to get you on your way for a good season? Here's what Dan Campbell said. Well, this one's probably more important than the last two because it's a division game, an in-division game. And it feels like it carries a lot of weight, given that the Packers just went and added Micah Parsons. And if I was doing the show in Green Bay, I'd be like, okay, he just got here. Might not make the biggest impact right away, but...
Lower the expectations? Oh.
Well, I mean, I think that people will expect him to be Superman right away if in Green Bay. If only we had a player here locally that people expected him to be Superman right away that we could compare this to. All right, we'll get to your phone calls and feedback. Gator, coming up. I'm going to empty the bucket for the first time this year.
Oh, my.
Today at 12:50. It's the stuff I never had a chance to get to on the air on Saturday night. But I was hoping to, but it never came up. And so I save it and use it on the air here.
All right.
12:50. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.